There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gimel, that I was thinking a lot about lately. The Gemara says something that the Mashal says is a Dovazor. It has to be a Mashal. Lately I was thinking about this Gemara. Maybe it's a Mashal to something else as well. The Gemara asked the Kasha, we know about the remarkable nest that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah had. And after the nest, we don't see anything, we don't hear anything about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Frag the Gemara, Rabbanan Laheichel Oz, what happened to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? Shmuel Amazak the Gemara, Beroik Tivai. They drowned in the spit. So Rashi is Mazda, that the Goyim spat at Klal Yisrael, Ba'isaraik Shiraku Umas Yisrael, and they said, Eloika, Kazeh Yesh Lachem, you have such a Rebbeinu Shalom, you have such a Eibishta, Mishtach Avisem, Letzelem, and you bow down to idols? Shame on you, shame on you, how could you do such a thing? And that's the way they died. The Mashal says it's a Dovazor, the past as it can be. I was thinking about this Gemara lately. I was seeing this Mashal, I think, lately. All too often. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that I believe is a mitzvah lefarsim. That means every Gemara is a mitzvah lefarsim, Fashteitzach. But I think it's the message of this Gemara that each and every one of us have to be aware of. I heard from an Ish Neman that someone went to Rav Shach Zvein Gesund and told him this Gemara and brought out the point. Rav Shach was so despoiled that he sent his family to buy a present, to give this Yid a present, Al Sakaras HaTov. What's the Gemara? So let me give you a little hakdama so you can understand it. It's a Gemara, it's halacha l'maisa b'emes. It's a seat in Chayish HaMishpat. Imagine you're a dayan, and you have the following shayla. Maisa shahoye kachoye. Reuven is a farmer, he owns a field, and he rents it to Shimon. And the agreement is, you Shimon work on the field, and I'll get part of it. Soicha, Chakiris, the different Lashonis. Now let's say nothing grows, let's say there's a chreis, a locust attack the field, let's say there's a drought, let's say there's a flood. So, we know the Mishnah says, it depends. If Shimon was Peshaya, if he left the field, he didn't work in the field, so Shimon loses. But let's say it's a Makis Medina, like we said, let's say there's a flood and the whole city was flooded and everybody's field was ruined. Zok the Mishnah, they both lose. Reuven and Shimon loses. Why? Because it's not anybody's fault. Imagine the following dintayah that you have. It's the same exact situation. Reuven gave Shimon the field and nothing grew. Amakas Medina. But Reuven comes running to Besdin. He just found out a piece of information that changes the whole picture. I gave Shimon the field to grow chitim. And he went ahead, the mechutzer that he is, and he planted tzairim. So it's your fault, Shimon. I would be Reuven. I first would laugh heartedly and I would say, Shimon, let's race to a cup. What do you care what I planted? It was the Makis Medina, the whole neighborhood, the whole city was flooded. Do you think the flood knows what I planted? And for carrots, the field was doing beautifully, it looked to be a bumper crop. It's a flood. But Reuven's not finished. Our farmer is adamant. And he said, it's your fault, Shimon. Because you told me you're planting chitim. I davened that chitim should grow. I didn't know about the tzairim. If I would have known you planted tzairim, if I would have davened for tzairim, we would have made it. We would have had. We would have payers. I think Simon would laugh twice as hard. Mr. Farmer, Mr. Reuven, who are you? What's your tefillah? Well, this is a Makis Medina. Imagine if this Din Torah comes to you. And he's trying, if I would have known. If I would be the Dayan, I also would laugh. You know, remind me of a story, Kivega, this is actually our story. It's a letter we have in the Gersa Seifrim. Kivega writes, the Zela Shoinai, Hispalalti v'loila nesi, I davened and I wasn't answered for chayla, Ula hoisa eisa tois v'shem. I know what the problem is, you told me the wrong name. Because I davened. Why didn't it help? It was the wrong name. That's Reb Kivega. And our farmer Reuven comes and goes, hey, I got it. Hispalalti v'loila nesi, I know what the problem is. I didn't know what was growing. And yet, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Kuvav has this very din Torah. And the Gemara paskins, Reuven the farmer is right. Shimon was Peshaya because he didn't plant Chitim, he planted Tsa'irim, and Reuven is right. Anaya B'Kivegetim Tish, Anaya Bal Moises. There wouldn't have been a flood if he would have davened for Tsa'irim. And I'm telling you, this is not a divrei chizik hisayris. This is the Gemara. This is the Mechaben, Chayish Mishpat, Shinchav Beis, Siv Beis. Oy Rabbi say, how this Gemara, how this halacha speaks volumes, speaks gedolos v'niflois about what a Yiddish tefillah is, the koyach tefillah, what a tefillah is. What a tefillah could be. A korei v'ashem l'chol korev l'chol l'asher yikru v'yemes. No, he's not a kivega. Yes, he's a farmer. But he cries to the Yevishta, and the Yevishta hears the tefillah l'chol l'asher yikru v'yemes. But I think there's a different limit. Probably more important for us. Look how a Yid, better yet, look how a Pashut, the farmer, looked at his davening. His koyach, his atzlacha, his bracha was his davening. He wasn't a kiveg, he was a Pashut, the Yid. But look how a Pashut, the Yid, understood what a Yiddish tefillah is. And look how Chazal HaKadoshim recognized what a tefillah is. The most important nishtadlis. That's the determinant if there's atzlacha or not is the tefillah. Davening, that's a shatnish, it doesn't hurt. And by him, it was dvarim shooting by chazal. That was the most important nishtadlis. And you know what that means? You know what the chazal are telling us? You know what the mechaben chayish mishpat is telling us? That Shimon was a Peshaya. He might have planted and he might have watered and he might have did all the Avodah Sakarka. But he didn't do the most important Hishtablis that's possible. He was denied the tefillah of Reuven. Of Reuven the farmer. There's a very moving Yerushalmi Brachas Perek Tes Taitz the Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan. Tell the story about a svina that was going, and there was a terrible raging storm, and it was mamish sakanis nefashis. It was all goyim, all over the avodah zarah, and there was one yiddish child, and they see the child is laying doing nothing, and they turn to him and they yell at him, kum kral alekecha, why don't you daven, why are you laying there? Shemanu, we goyim over the avodah zarah, we heard who oina eschem, ukushatem soyikin alav, who gibar, he'll help you. And the Yerushalmi says, Amar atinik, b'chol libay tzak, b'kibul b'men hakadosh baruch hu tefilas. Yiddish tefillah. That Karev Hashem L'chol Karev L'chola Sheikru B'Yemeth. We're not talking about a Bal Moises here. We're talking about a child. And we're not talking about a boatload of Yidden. We're talking about a boatload of Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And it's not in a shul in some Bakim Kaddish. It's at sea. And what day is it? It's not Neil Yom Kippur. It's a regular morning. Karev Hashem L'chol Karev L'chol L'Hashik R'uhu B'Yemes. Or as the Chazal, as the Yalkut in Tillam teaches, there's a smichus. Yochal HaKol, you would think the Eibush is close to everybody, no. L'chol L'Hashik R'uhu B'Yemes. But that's not the limit of the Yishalmi. What I find so inspiring, look how a guy, better yet, look how an Oyver Avodah Zarah realized what a person's first response has to be. And here they are at sea, at the mercy of the sea, helpless, they're hopeless, they realized their time is limited. And what do they do? What do they worry? How do they respond to this problem? They go over to the Yid and says, Kum Kole Kecha. You have it in your hands. You have the answer. You have the solution. You have the salvation. Even a guy, even Ovid Avodah Zarah understood that that's a Yid Koyach. Like the Chazanish describes Tfilah as the Mata Ois B'Yad Kol Adam. But it's even more than that. The end of the Yishalmi, of that story, they got, of course, the storm subsided, then they docked, and they got off, they had to refuel, and each of them went shopping, they went out to go buy things, and they see the child is laying there. So they say, why are you sitting there? Why don't you get up? Why don't you go buy something? Why are you laying in the ship? So the child felt meek, felt insignificant, and he turns to them and he says, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? Don't you see I'm alone? I'm forsaken, I'm forlorn. Apparently he had no family, he was alone. Where should I go? What should I do? And so the Yishalmi's lashon is, the goyim were upset at that word. How dare you say you're an olive? How dare you say you're alone, you're forlorn? At achsanoi olive? You're olive? You're helpless? You're hopeless? We're helpless. We're hopeless. We pray to the Agetchkes. Nothing helps. And you? Kol ahoin da at ozu, wherever you are, in any situation, whatever problem. Elikachimach, you have the Eibishter with you. Hadohu digsiv. Pasuk in Parshat Vaschanan. Kashem aleikenu b'chol kareinu I love. You dare say you're all of you. Dare say you're alone. You dare say you're helpless. You dare say you're hopeless. You have an Eibishter. B'chol kareinu I love. You're never alone. A Yid's not helpless. A Yid's not hopeless. Even a guy, even an Avodah Zarah understood that we have Dvarim O'im Din Berume Shalaylam. And that's what Tfilah is. And that's what Tfilah has to be. And this is not Der Haibin Madregis. This is Halacha. The Mishnah of his Perig Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Taiches, says, Altas Tfilascha Keva. El rachamim v'sachnunim. Davening shouldn't be a chiyuv, but rachamim v'sachnunim. What's that? Zokter bein yoyna, nerabaren and shmuz is mayrich. We don't daven because, as I state in Shulchan Aruch, we daven because we realize our life depends on it. Nerabaren gives a penetrating muscle. Do you have to tell a baby, cry, mommy, if you want to eat? That's instinctive, that's automatic. A child knows, who did he turn to? What's his eitzah? He calls mommy. That's what filler. That's what the Mishnah is saying, Zok Yabaron. Rabbeinu Yoinabem says Yabaron is Mayrich. You don't have to have a chiyuv. You don't do it because of the state of Shulchan Aruch. You do it because that's your response. That's your hope. Like a child knows what the right address is. A yid knows that tefillah is his only address. Don't daven about the state in Shulchan Aruch. Daven because that's your hatzlacha, that's your bracha, that's your learning, that's your panasa, that's your gezun, that's your hatzlacha with children. And then this is another Mishnah, the Mishnah in Brachas Chavches. Ha'oista tefillasei kva, ein tefillasei tachnunim. And the Gemara's Masbis, it's the same idea, it's the same attitude. And the Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch, Tzadik Ches, Yiv Gimel, Paskins like that. And Zofti B'Halacha, how important it is to have that in Zin B'Shas Tefillah. Because like many Paiskim, if someone thinks I'm davening because it's a Chiyav, he's not Yaitza. We daven because that's our Hatzlacha, that's what we are. What do we have? What does a person have? A person has his davening. And whether it's in panasa or gezunt or learning v'chulu in each of our needs, one thing we have davening. And a farmer understood that. A farmer saw through all the ishtadlis. And he had the courage to say, you didn't. You were Paisheya. You deprived the field of my tefillah. The Maral, in the Nesiv Avoyde Perik Vav, says, look at the way we daven. How when we daven, we have to realize this understanding. We daven with our feet together, like the Gemara says. Craig the Maral, what's shot in that? Why is that necessary? Dr. Marshall, that's very necessary. Because Dr. Marshall, to show Makia Atzmai She'ein Lai Shum Dover Mi Atzmai Klau. And we put our feet together as if our feet are tied together. We can't go, we can't move. We're helpless, we're hopeless. We have nothing. We only have this davening. We only have this Shemayin Esther. And then the Marshall goes right and says, and that's why Halacha, the Gemara says, we stand with our hands together. Our hands are tied, our feet are tied, we're almost motionless. Because everything depends on this davening. Noididik, how a yid goes through to tefillah, the realization, the akar, what his davening is. He looks ahead, he looks forward to a day in Hatzlach and what's important to him. But by Shachis, he has his ayin, I have nothing, I am nothing, I am helpless, I am hopeless. My hands are tied, my feet are tied, but I have everything. I have the Gresht Ashiris, B'chol Kareinu Eilov, L'chol Ashei Kiruhu B'yemes. That's our Shtabas. That's our Hatzlacha. But we have to realize that. I saw in the Pnine Rabbeinu HaGriz, there was a Chayil that was very sick, and there was improvement. So the Brisker Rav ran and told the people, be careful. When you tell the good news, he's getting better. Don't be a roidif. People were shocked. Telling good news, the Hamitzvah, what's roidif? We kumd roidif. So the Rav was mazva. Because you're not davening for that chayla. If you give it over, kilu, there's no need for tefillah. You might be a reitzeyach. You might be a reitzeyach. Because what's really healing that person and helping that person is the tefillah. And if you, chalila, deprive that yid of the much-needed tefillah, could be a roidus. That was his lashon. And this, like every word of the Rav, is kulei Torah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches describes a frightening situation. Shnayim she'olu lemita v'chol yon shava. Two people have the same illness, the same prognosis, the same treatment, the same doctor, everything is the same. And yet, as tragic as it is, one survives and one doesn't. Craig the Gemara, why? Mamish, two equal situations. Zog the Gemara, one davened to a shleim of a nena, and one didn't daven. The most important ishtadlus is the tefillah. And the Rav held that was mamish a raidah, depriving a yid of his tefillah. Imagine if someone would go over to someone and take away the action, his life support. That's the reitzeach, a raidah. Not davening is also a raidah. That's what a yid is. And that's what a yid has to be constantly aware of. That yes, we do need ishtadlus. Ishtadlus is important. But foremost on the list of ishtadlus is our tefillah. Because whatever we have is because it's the way we daven. If I may paraphrase the Heino de Amri Yinchi, we are what we daven. Someone once asked me, why do I have to daven for das, for slicha, for gezunt, for panasa, for children, v'chulu? Why do I have to stand there and ask the Eibishter? Doesn't the Eibishter know what I want, what I need, what my bakasha is? But I answered him really stating Chazal. Of course the Eibishter knows what you need. Of course the Eibishter knows what you need. You don't daven to tell the Eibishter what you need. You daven to remind yourself what you need. It's not for the Eibishter, it's for you. I told him then, David HaMelech in Tehillim describes himself in one word, Va'ani Tzvila. Touch the Eben Ezra, Ani Ish Tzvila. I don't know the Haibin of Shatim, but I think the pashtus is David HaMelech understood his gezunt, his atzlacha, his learning, everything was Tzvila. He was a shtick Tzvila. And that's why we daven, not to tell the Eibishter what we need, but to remind ourselves what we need. And as the Maral in a different place explains, tefillah is like a tzinor. That's the way you get the hashpa. But you have to first realize how important the tefillah is. And this is also Dvarim Pshutim. The famous Gemara in Nida Daf Ayin Amud Beis ask that question that's foremost in our mind, how is someone to be matzliach in learning? And the Gemara says, what's heis? Melent. That's the way you matzliach. So the Gemara, it's not true. Harba asu kain. So many people put in days and days learning and they don't have that slacha. So the Gemara, no. That's the answer. El yivake shiracham emimisha chochma shaloi. You know what the Gemara is saying? You know what most important ishtadlus is in learning? It's tefillah. Because ultimately, ki Hashem yitein chochma mipiv das esvuna. And you know why I have to daven? Not to remind the Eibishter, but to remind myself that ki Hashem yitein chochma, that my tefillah is the tzinor, is the hashpa, and I stand with hands and feet closed because I know that harba asu kain v'lo ya'ilu, like the Gemara says. Many learn and learn, they don't matzliach, because it comes 7:45, they're still puffing. Yeah, puffing. That's lush in the kia. I wouldn't say worse. And that's the pshat, and that's why it's harbalei halai sagi. The Chazanish's older brother, Rav Meir Karelitz, once said the phenomenal Shulayki Derech HaTeva Dika HaTzlacha, the Asogis the Chazanish had in Torah, is because they had Gevenk Vayata Choinen Liyodam Das. And he used to describe how they learned. They had a kasha, they would, the Chazanish would run to a corner, and then the Chayis Tahart V'Hoyinenu B'Soyer Asecha. And I tell you, it's not Rav Meir Karelitz's Chiddush. That's the Gemara's Chiddush. That ha b'loi ha loi sagi. You could have the amelus of the Chazenish. But you know why the Chazenish became the Chazenish? To quote his own words, "Balicha gaharvit afadavenin mefun nigdishves tesugi in shas." The Chazenish was a goyin in tefillah. The Chazenish was an ish tefillah. His establish was his atachoin and his avirabah. Rav Baruch Be'er used to say, the tog was ich weinisch bei a haver rabba bin ich nicht mechadish. That's not a boch beza chiddish. That's the Gemara's chiddish. And that kachi darke shel oilam that hobole holoi sagi. Each and every one of us, I need tefillah, we are tefillah. The Gemara, in the same Gemara, speaks about panasa. How is someone zeichet to panasa? And again, it's the same answer, hobole holoi sagi. And I guess you're still young, you don't realize this. But look around at the world today. People that were ashirim, and in a day, they lost it all. Because they realized, li achesef v'li hazov. It's the davening, it's not the ishtabas. And then the Gemara speaks about children. And again, it's the same question. How is one zoich? And the Gemara says, tefillah. Maikum ashbulon again, habalei halei sagi. The Gemara doesn't need my raya. But I witnessed this. I saw a child that was an eloquent testimony of this Gemara. It was a bris in Lakewood, and the Avia Ben asked to speak. And he started out saying, I'm not a speaker, which was true, grada, but I want to say something. He said, for many, many years, we weren't blessed with children, and we did every yishtadlus, every doctor, every schooler, every went to every bracha, and it looks like we had no hope. We went to a gutta yid, that's what he said, and the gutta yid asked me, did you daven? I thought it was ludicrous. I've been davening for years. Of course I davened. He goes, no, I didn't ask you that. Did you realize that all the yishtadlus, all the medical yishtadlus that you did, and everything, the koiches that you ran around, that the most important, first and foremost, and hashtabas is your davening, that it depends totally on your davening? I step back, he says. I started thinking, you know, davening helps, davening is good, but to think, no. I thought to derech hateva. Try that hashtabas, he said. And he said, the Avdis Rachanimo, my child today, is a raya that is the most important ishtadlus. My child is alive today because I finally realized I had overlooked the most important ishtadlus. Moyer Avoy say, Oyli Aznayim Shekach Shoymes, listen, Shimu Sechi Navshechem, what you hear, a living example of the Gemara. Habulei holei sagi. And look, think about it. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah about gezunt. The Gemara Nida about panasa, children, Torah. A yid is a shtick tefillah. And a yid, most important, most vital, ishtabas is his davening. And then I realized, yeah. That farmer, that pasha to farmer, he's right. He's 100% right. Oh, is he right? The seicha worked and harved and put in koiches, but he forgot the most important hishtadlus. He was deprived of tefillah, which the Gemara says in no uncertain terms, habalei holei sagi, it's not going to go. So Reuven is 100% justified in saying, Shimon, you are Pesheya. The most important ishtadlus you forgot. I didn't daven for this field. I am not a Rebbe Kivega. I'm a Yid that believes in tefillah. And Moise Spall, it's not even his field. He rented it to Shimon. And yet he davened because he realized that this is the most needed ishtadlus. He's a yid that was karev Hashem l'chol karev l'chol ashekiruhu b'yemes. He's a yid that understands va'ani svila. That's what I am. Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky zecher levracha used to enjoy telling the story, which is typical of his pictures. A very simple story, but a very profound, a very penetrating message. A child is 3 years old and he gets his first haircut, and the parents buy him his first talus cut. It's always too big, I can tell you. It's always a little too big. He's 4 years old, it's a perfect fit. 5 years old, skimpy, passable, but it's not the right size. Imagine he's 9 years old and he's wearing his 3-year-old tittus. Imagine he's bar mitzvah. Imagine he's an adult. Busha. It's unthinkable, right? See, that's a muscle. It's ruchnius also. As a person gets older, he has to grow. He can't wear the same talus cotton when he's 30 like he was when he's 3. He can't have the same hasagas when he's 10 like he's 3, or when he's 13 like he's 3. I think how much more that is true in our relationship to tefillah. In what Chazal and Brachas Vav say, that Dvarim ha'oimdim berumay shaloylam. How many pshatim there are, but Dvarim ha'oimdim berumay shaloylam. Are we staggering in our hakar what tefillah is? When we were young, we davened because our parents told us to, our rebbeim told us to. Is that why we daven today? Shouldn't we be staggering in our yachas, in our attitude of the tefillah? And if there's one thought that I think is fundamental in growing in tefillah, it's this thought. To realize that each and every one of us ultimately have to say, I need tefillah. There's a mavaldika loshen in the Medrash Tanchuma in Parashat Miketzim in Yud. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen how the Eibush the Taich is up tefillah. Kishem she'ani zokik lahoyed gishamim utzlolim lahagdol tzmachim lahachya izbriyais. Just like rain is an absolute necessity for the world. Without rain, without water, nothing could survive. Not humans, not plant life. Kach tehezokuk lehispalo lefonei. You, Yid, have to know that that's your success. That's your hatzlach, it's your tefillah. The Abish is telling us, you're an ish tefillah. And versteht sich, there are moridike medregis in davening. There's the dveikis. There's the chizik in the moon of any kirvus elikim litoiv. But I want to start with the pashita, with the simple understanding what tefillah is. To feel that the tefillah is the most important thing that I have in my life. That's what ultimately makes the decisions. That's the mata ois biyad kol adam. And I must add, I would be remiss in not mentioning this. A yesod that I saw in the same medrash. Whenever you speak about tefillah, invariably there's a question, but I daven that I don't see the Eibush still listening to my tefillah. What happened to Karev Hashem l'chol Karev? Pashteitzach, it's not a kasha. The Gemara in Brachos Lamedei says, if someone's tefillah is not niskabel, yachzev yispalel kavei al Hashem. Sometimes it's better that his tefillah is not niskabel. With his limited vision, he thinks it's good, but it's not good. But the Medrash Tanchuma says the answer. That I'm afraid more too often, is the right answer. Zot the Medrash, after it says how important tefillah is, everything is going good, Baruch Hashem gezunt, and panasa, and I'm learning good. What do I need to have? It'll be an Eisara. Then I'll call out to the Eibishter. After that, the Tanchuma gives a muscle. Oikila asiach actually titztarechla. Don't be mavazi your doctor. Don't mistreat your doctor, because now you don't need him. But one day you might need him, and he won't be there for you. Our tefillah is our doctor, and is our lawyer, is our bracha, is everything in our lives. Are we treating it properly? Someone who doesn't look at davening as an important, and one day he has a problem, he wakes up, where's my tefillah? What am the karev Hashem l'chol karev? It's this tanchuma. Are we treating our mata oif properly? I once told one of my young children, was in shul and he wasn't davening. Very young child. So I said, you're here in shul anyhow. You're spending the time. You're not doing anything else. You're not going to play. So why don't you at least daven? You're here. Stam, nishtahi, nishtaher. And as I said, it hit me. I have to say that to myself also. And maybe more so to myself, this taina applies. Because we, as adults, there's even a bigger tefillah. Because we know what davening is. We know that habalai halai sagi. And we're there anyhow. And we're spending the time anyhow. Why don't we daven? Why don't we daven properly? We know how true it is, how accurate each word of the Rosh and the Archas Chaim Simin Lamed Vav. You were given an honor. You were given a privilege. You were given a tefillah. And it's not only a privilege. L'taivasei, Dr. Rush. Oy, this is a Rishon Zavart. L'taivasei. It's everything. It's our learning. It's our tzlacha. It's our gezunt. It's everything in our lives. The chibla. The chibla. And you ruin it. And you destroy it. Don't we know that that's malach and nichbedes? Don't we know it's l'tayva seinu? So isn't it a bigger tfiyah? Chusa, chusa, have rachmanis on yourself, a chibla. Rabbi Ruchim, I once saw, he writes, the ployim hayoyse gadol, the most amazing thing, how a person doesn't daven, how he knows how important it is, and he doesn't daven. But what's the Eitzah? What's the Eitzah to grow? We have to grow. The Rav Shechayim and Shar Beis, Perigud Beis, a person has to grow in Tfilah. Someone once asked me that question. And I told him, you don't need my Eitzahs. Chazal gave you Eitzahs. And it's not only new Eitzahs. In the davening, look in the davening, how many Eitzahs Chazal provided us. Before you begin Shemayin Esra, you step back and forward three steps. Dr. Keach, the Amor quotes it, because it's a kara vegisha. You're coming close to Bari Yoylam. Gival, gival. We do that three times a day. Think what we're doing, Bari Adam. We're coming closer to the Bari Yoylam. This is not just for Gedoyle Yoylam. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Avchabez, the Mechaba, Paschim like that. And how do we remind ourselves? We step close three steps. I'm coming close with my Melech Malchi Amlochim. I'm always I'm the spoil. The halacha is, it's a Gemara in Brachas Chav Dalet. Hamashmiya koyle betfilosei hareza mikat neyamuna. If someone says Shemin Esra loud, he's lacking in Amunah. Why, Zakrashi? Ki'ilu ena kadosh baruch hu shemeya tefillah. You think the Eibishter can hear your whispering? Think about that. We all daven quietly. Why do we all daven quietly? And if not, it's katnei Amunah. Could you imagine a 13-year-old bracha who's realistic, who's honest, and he says, in front of me, the Shechina? I'll say a little louder. What's this left? The Chazal expected, no, Chazal demanded us to see the Shechin in front of you. And that is a lack of our Amunah. We daven Shemin Esra quietly. That's the greatest reminder that the Yebish is right there. The Mishalmi and Brachis Perek Tes teaches the Pasuk. Tfilah la'oni ki yatay v'lusnei Hashem yishpoich sichi. Zok the Yishalmi. Ka'odam Hamesiach ba'oizin chaveray v'hu shemeya. You whisper into your friend's ear and he hears. V'chiyash nechol ekai karv mizeh shu karv l'vriyoysaf ki pela oizin. Every word we say quietly should be a reminder that l'fnei Hashem yishpoich sichai. I'm crying about Torah, I'm crying about gezunt, I'm crying about children, and the Yavish is listening. And if I raise my voice, That's a flaw in my emunah. Isn't that a reminder? Isn't that an eitz? Isn't that a chizuk? To the extent it's katmei emunah. We know now. Look around the middle of davening. The makar is a zoya. Zok the zoya. Why? What's wrong? Begin the lo yistakel b'shchinta. Looking around means looking at the shchina, and the audacity of a yid to look at the shchina. That means every child, every mispalel has to see the shchina in front of him. To the extent that if he looks around, it's disrespectful to the shchina. Isn't that a wake up call? What you're doing, the melacha nechbedes that we're doing, the whole sugya of the idal, the feidal ramishol mispalel. You can't walk, you can't sit. Talk to shemali aleket levishim makim shchinu. The shchina is right there. You know how to spit up the Gemara. Haroik with philosophy, Haroik with Nei Melech. Chazal's Eugen, the Eugen Chazal had. They saw the Shechin of the Melech, Malachim Lachim, right in front of them. The whole Mahalach of Tzula cries out, you have a Melech Nechbedes. And this is all before you began to daven. And what's the first words we say? Hashem Svasei Tiftach Ufi Agit Tehila Sefer. Zok the Tumim, because a person is so overwhelmed, he's so awed by the Shechina, he can't get a word out. He's speechless, he can't. So we daven, Abish, let me talk. If we can't tremble, let us feel excited about this chus. Like the Medrash Sheikh HaTayv says, Kishiti oimid lehispalel, yeh sameach olecha. If we can't tremble Hashem Svasai, let us dance Hashem Svasai. We have an opportunity. And then we say Baruch Atah. Think about that word Atah. Gival, Gival. What is Taich Atah? The Chavetz Chaim once told the Talmud, the Taich from Baruch Vesech Nisht. Different pshatim. But Atah I do know. Atah means you, do. Who's do? Who's you? You're talking to a Shechina. The Shechina Kenegdai. The word Atah should wake us up, should fill us with simcha. I'm talking to the Melech, Malach, and Malachim, Shakol Shaloi. And you know what the Atah is? I'll tell you what Atah is. The Atah is the one that you made three steps forward, and that's in front of you, and that you bow down to him, and that it's Admas Kodesh, that you can't open your eyes in front of him, you can't spit there. The whole davening, Shraita, Roy, Shivisi, Hashem, Lenegdi, Summit. And then the brachas himself, the Chavetz Chaim once gave an eitz, a dvarim pshutim, he said. Before you say a bracha, think what you want from the Yevishta. Think about that. You're going to spend your day learning, and the only way you're going to succeed is by after chaynin. Isn't that a chizik noira? A person going to work, and his atzlacha depends on the baruch aleinu. Isn't that an eitzah toiva moed? The whole Shemoneh Esrei, the steps back, because you're being niftel afnei hamelech. That's what davening is, that even a goy lahavel understood. So pardon me for saying this, but Chazal say someone has pain, they both medir tzari l'rabim. What should I think? What should I hear in my mind? When it comes 4:30, which incidentally is a time for mincha, and I see people walking around, some are still in robes, some give me the impression that they're possessed by a dibbuk, that they can't move. They're doing nothing, just sitting and doing nothing. Chazal told us, "La'olam yizoya adam betfilas mincha." I can't even drape. I'm just sitting and doing nothing. You know what I think at that time? You know what even a deaf person could hear? He could hear the mussel in the Gemara Sanhedrin. How the goyim say, "Shame on you! Shame on you!" Alekai kazeh yesh lochem, an opportunity like that to daven lefnei melech malchem lochem lefnei Hashem yishbarech sichai, shame on you. How could you not use that opportunity? That's the mashal I see. I see the Yerushalmi that the guy screams at a yid, you're an olive. B'chol kareinu eilav. What are you doing to yourself? Why are you being ma'abed atzmi choladas? Comes time to shachis. And a person, licked. Amish alik kipshuta. And you say, are you talking? There's a shachris waiting. Your day depends on your shachris. Kum kra laikech. I hear that Yishalmi. I can almost hear what they told Yoina. Malacha nir deva shlofzu. Your future depends on having to shlof. That's the Eitzah. That's the Eitzah to grow in tefillah. Let's be more positive. To think about the Menlacha Nechbedes L'Toivaseinu. There are many Eitzahs to grow in tefillah. But I believe first and foremost is to feel the need of the tefillah. To feel that after all is said and done and after all the established, I need tefillah. That's what we are. I once told someone recently, I found Rav Olba Kamat says that people have all sorts of terutz and why they can't daven. Some say, I can't wake up. I'm good for sleeping. Waking up, I'm not a jack of all trades. I can only do one thing. And they can't. Some say they can't do it. Some people can't concentrate. They can't be on time, not punctual. The shari terutz and loyinu, you know about. But I once told this person, Rav Olba Kamat says that lashon, to tell you, it's not true. Those are just symptoms. Those are just manifestations of the problem. You know what the problem is? You don't know how important that davening is. If someone has to make a flight to complete a $1 million deal, he'll get out of bed. He'll be on time. But you don't realize that's the most important meeting of the day. We have to grow in tefillah. We have to grow in what davening is. Chazal in two places in Shas and Brachas and Psachim say a halacha which is paskind in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Zayin that seems almost impossible to believe. Halavai sheyispalo adam kol hayoyim kulay. A whole day we should daven. Do you know what I think the answer is? Because that's what an adam is. A person is an ish tefillah. Mavez der adam. If we want to steig in tefillah, I think what the most important thing to grow in is the hakara what tefillah is. I don't mean davening longer. I don't mean davening louder. I mean feeling the melacha nechbedes l'toivaseinu. Let me just conclude with something that I'll never forget. I hope you also won't. I was speaking once to a Baal Abbas, a very, very wealthy, a very successful businessman. And he told me something lefi tumay. And I till today I feel humbled from that. He says, you know, I have many meetings throughout the day, many decisions, but my most important meeting, I must tell you, is mid-afternoon when I meet with 9 other Yidden. And then he chuckled, is my mincha. That's my most important meeting of the day. So I asked him, why? He goes, it's precious, and he's a businessman. This is a very business-type cheshbon. I have to make decisions that affect thousands, tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. But I know with all my chachma and all my ingenuity, the Eibishter fear to help. The Eibishter is the mafteach upon us. So all my decisions and all my meetings and all my investments depend on the Eibishter. And how do I come to the Eibishter? My mincha. So it's pashut to me. My most important meeting of the day is my davening. Right? He tells me, right? I didn't want to shake my head because unfortunately I didn't chap that. But he's right. Here we have a quote pashut to Baal Abbas that saw through his millions of dollars and saw through his atzlacha and he came to the realization, I need tefillah. That's where we have to grow in tefillah. To feel the chesivus of it, to feel the need, the urgency of it. And hopefully we'll be zeichet to realize more and more that we, Taka, each one of us, is an ish tefillah.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.